Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If UNC is truly looking forward in athletics, then be a change agent. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Carolina has convened its ballyhooed panel on the future of big-time sports in Chapel Hill. And by and large, Friday's open meeting was mostly a rehash of obsolete ideals. There was some talk of changing the model, because the current model is clearly broken. And anyone who does not believe that needs to get a grip. College athletics has become a multi-billion dollar business. Billions with a B, as in big. Scholarship athletes continue to earn more money for their schools for the same payment since the invention of the college scholarship. Even if you believe that's still a fair trade, enough agents are going to be in enough athletes' ears about them being screwed that illegal benefits and payments will only increase. There is simply too much money at stake for major college athletic programs to unite and say we are going to redefine the true student athlete and not admit kids who should not be in school. Unless everyone decides to change the model, that puts those that do at a competitive disadvantage on the field and court, and that means fewer wins and less revenue to fund the rest of their athletic teams. Sooner or later, it's going to combust like the Curt Flood free agency case changed Major League Baseball. The Ed O'Bannon suit will likely be the first blast as a massive settlement to former athletes, and the rights to own their likenesses moving forward will change the landscape. Carolina could be a true change agent like this. UNC presents a plan to the NCAA and asks for permission to be the guinea pig. All other schools will see the plan and can implement it if they want or simply stand pat. Carolina's plan could be 1. Paying athletes a reasonable monthly stipend that gives them some spending money like all other students. 2. Athletes will still have an admission standard to meet, but if they don't want to take a full load of classes or any classes while they are playing, that's fine. They will have a lifetime scholarship to complete a college degree. Tuition for the classes they don't take goes into an escrow fund to use later in life. That's a start that won't give Tar Heel teams any competitive advantage or disadvantage or affect their revenues. And that could be the first change of many. This is Archansky. See ya.